Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Man, I got a treat for everyone on the House of L podcast today. My man Spice Adams made some time for me. He said he would come and hang out on the podcast. He's everywhere. You see him everywhere. All-star games, commercials, television shows, your favorite people on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. Everyone knows Spice. Those of you in the House of L community know Spice from when he used to beat up offensive centers and guards, though, back in the day when he was running it for the Bears. So, Spice, thanks for joining me, man. I appreciate you.
Yeah, man. You already know, dude. You my guy, man.
I know. I got my Cream Bighams hoodie on right now.
Repping, man. We appreciate it, man.
I'm all about repping. So, look, there's a little bit about the Bears that I want to talk to you about, but that's not what I really want to talk to you about. I want to talk to you about what it's been like for you, because anyone who follows Spice on any social platform has seen how excited you've been as a sports dad. And to me, watching, you know, knowing you since you got here and now seeing you like geek out as a sports dad is really inspiring, man. So I'd love to know, when's the moment when it kind of clicked for you that you were the crazy sports dad?
Oh, man. You know what? I think probably while I was shooting a video about a sports dad, I'm like in the middle of me doing a video, I'm like, wait a minute. This is kind of like what I do at the games, you know, when I'm like yelling at the ref and all of this stuff. So I'm basically that same guy that's in the videos. And it seems like all the old heads that I've been portraying, I've turned into those, like as a dad and you know, just like in regular everyday life. But it's what's so dope about it is I get to live my life kind of vicariously through my son. But what I also have to watch myself on is a lot of times I get myself in trouble because I expect him to think the same way that I think. And he doesn't. Like, he has his own mind. Like, he has his own way of remembering things. It's just like, for instance, he wears these contacts on game day. And so I tell him to, okay, mark the left contact by just putting an L on it. So the other contact, you already know that it's the right one because it doesn't have an L on it. That makes perfect sense to me. And he's like, no. I got to write R on it. I got to write R because this is the right one and this is the left one. I was like, well, all you really have to do is one and then you'll know what the other one is. I mean, that just makes perfect sense to me. But to him, like, he has to do it a certain way. And so I'm just like, all right, well, let me stop arguing with him and just let him do it the way that he does it. So that was a quick lesson for me that he's not going to think the way that I think. So
were you ever worried about maybe pushing your son into football, even if he wasn't interested in football, because of your life in the NFL?
Yep, I was, because it's like, as a dad, it's like if you keep pressing someone to do something, then they don't want to do it, and it doesn't become fun for them. So I let him naturally gravitate towards it. And when he was younger, I wouldn't allow him to play it. You know, I'm just like, man, you're going to get beat up if you decide to play. I didn't play till I was 14. And it wasn't because of, you know, I didn't want to or all this other type of stuff. I didn't think it was fun. Like, I was playing basketball. I mean, you know, that's what I like to do in my neighborhood. That's all we did. We didn't play any football. So I didn't play till I was 14. So I was just like, you know, I made it. You know what I mean? Ain't no sense of beating your head in, you know, before you even get to high school. So and I told him, I said, once you turn 14, it'll be your choice. And of course, you know, by the time he was 13, he was like, hey, I got one more year. Like, what's up? We still good? Am I still good? So, you know, he really wanted to do it. And I said, hey, man, do you want to get a scholarship from this? Like, where do you want to go with this? Because I need to know the level of how I'm going to participate. Like, if you really want to do this, then let's go. If you want this to be a hobby, if this is something that you just like, if this is just something you want to do on the side, let me know. Because if you really want to do this thing, then let's go. So he said he really wanted to do it. So we'd be on the hills every Saturday. You're welcome to come. It's in Northbrook. We'd be on them hills every Saturday. If the sun come up, Saturday, 10 o'clock, we'll be there.
Wow. So he showed you his commitment by he's saying, not just saying, Dad, I want to do this, but saying, yes, I'm going to get up. I'm not going to complain. We're going to go out there. We're going to hit these hills.
Well, he didn't say he wasn't going to complain, but yeah, he's a willing participant in the Spice Hill. It's no joke, man. Izzy comes out there.
Really?
Is out there. Yeah, man. It's at first it was just me and Ant kind of a deal, and then I let Izzy know, I let Forte know, and then next thing you know, they started showing up. Some of his teammates start showing up, and before long, it'd be 10 guys out there just getting it.
So you got a run club now of these guys, like, building really good habits.
Yep. So we done started something, man, over at the Hill in Northbrook, man, right off 94.
Good Lord.
It's no joke, man. It's never ending, man. This thing just – Forte runs it.
Yeah, he gave me some great advice a few years ago because as a matter of fact, we ran a 5K together. We ran the Bears 5K together. Mm-hmm. And I was telling Forte about all of that. And he's like, wait, you run on cement? And I was like, well, yeah, they street races, man. Like, what? He's like, don't do that anymore. He's like, don't do that. Like, your knees are not going to forgive you for doing that. And I was like, he's 100% right. And that ended, like, my distance running career after that. But I can see him on them hills, though. That's perfect.
Yeah, he's like...
He's a monster.
Yeah, I can't... He'll do 20 sprints, like, up and down before I get down with five. I don't know how you do it, man. He's just a monster. He's built for it, man.
Yeah, but you're still out there, man. Your post-career weight loss journey has been amazing, man.
Dude, this is by far the hardest thing I've ever had to do. Like, and you know, I played 9 years professional football. This right here is the hardest thing to do, man. It's hard to lose the weight, but it's even harder to keep it off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I've let myself go. Like, once I retire from football, I retire from everything. Anything that burned calories, I'm retired from that. Like, I'm just not doing it. And I probably ballooned to about 415. So I've lost over 140 pounds so far, man.
Wow.
Yeah, man. It's hard to keep off, man. Sometimes, like, my back would go out or something like that, and I'd be out of commission, man. Sometimes a week, sometimes 2 weeks. And you got to try to find a way to eat right to make sure you don't balloon or whatever. So, but it's tough, man. It's been a long road, man. But you know, you just got to stay consistent. And everything that I tell my son, like, I got to practice what I preach. Like, everything I'm telling him, I need to follow that in my weight loss journey. So it's been hard, especially like around the holidays or when I first started. When I first started, I'm either zero or 100. Mm. There is no in between. It's either I'm not doing it or I'm going full blast. And so I wanted to be a vegetarian. So I did it for a whole year. So you talking about Thanksgiving, Christmas, 4th of July. Like, I'm finding any excuse to get on that grill, and I'm on it. But I did it, man, and I made the kids food, and I was telling AC, hey, can you taste test it? It went so far, I wouldn't even taste test it. So I did a full year vegetarian, and I lost over 140 pounds, man. I've been trying to, I'm not a vegetarian now. I've, you know, slowly worked my way, well, not slowly, but I got back on the turkey and the chicken and everything like that. But I just try to like eat in moderation. Like once I knew that I could do that for a full year, then I knew I had the willpower to go to a restaurant and just be like, no, I just want water, you know? So I've been, you know, trying to stay diligent with that, man. And, you know, the weight has been, you know, it's been fluctuating or whatever, but I've been under 300 pounds, man, for years.
Man, how do you feel physically now that you've made that journey? Because you're saying like, look, you know, I stopped doing everything. And that's a hard thing for players, you know, like everything that you guys have in your lives is regimented, you know, like, hey, wake up, get to the facility, workout, massage, all of that stuff. So how did you find balance and a schedule that worked for you while you were still out here trying to put money on the table for the family, doing everything else that you're doing?
Everybody is different. But for me, I just had to put myself on a schedule. Just do it, like do something that I'm used to. Like, and if you don't give yourself like some type of system or whatever, then you're just going, like you're just running errands. You're just doing things just to do them. Like I put stuff in my calendar now. I used to never do that. Like this interview, I had to put this in the calendar.
I appreciate you.
I would have forgot. I would have straight up been doing something else because I got an idea for this video that I got to get this out of my head. I'm going to shoot it today. And that's really like all I've been thinking about. But, you know, you glance over at the calendar and you're like, oh, okay, I got this, this, and that. And I think it's a sense of normalcy because that's what we're used to. We're used to that strict schedule. So sometimes I just got to write it down and just look at it. Because that's what we would do. We would look at the TV screen and say, oh, we got special teams meeting. After that, we got to do this. Then we got lunch. Then we got to meet with the media. Then we got to do this and that. So you have to put yourself on the schedule. If not, then you'll get lost. And then you'll be like me. You just let yourself go. Then you'll feel sorry for yourself. Then you'd be laying in the bed. And then, you know, before long, you look up, you done gained 50 pounds. And it's just like that. So you got to get up and just start working out, getting active. Because now it's easier for me to roll out of bed. So much easier. And I got so much energy to spend, you know, with the kids. Like now I volunteer my time. Like I'm volunteer coaching up at Anthony School. So, you know, it's a beast, man. We go on Monday through Saturday. And then man, I'll be telling my mom, I'll be like, Mom, how come and why come? You didn't tell me the schedule was going to be like this. Dude, I'm Monday through Saturday, either 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. wake up. Monday through Saturday. Your weekends? Are you kidding me? I got track and field. I got water polo. I got AAU volleyball. Your weekends? Done. Forget about it. They got practice on Sunday sometimes.
Yeah.
So, dog, it's like, go ahead and plan your life if you want to. I'm telling you, these kids going to call. Hey, you remember you said we could go over to Mike's house? You said if I did this and da, da, da. And the kids don't forget nothing. And they always remind you on the weekends where you think you ain't got nothing to do. All the time they make these plans, man. But I've helped myself because I've lost all of this weight. So now I could be the great Uber driver that they want me to be because they want you to pick up and drop off. Hey, Dad, can you pick me up? Hey, Dad. My son is texting me right now. He needs some money.
Tell him you ain't got no money, man. Tell him.
Yeah, Lee, man. I'm on this Apple Pay right now, bro. Yeah, Lee. You supposed to be in class, man. God, dog.
Hey, just trying to make sure he can get a good lunch. Like, he's a growing boy.
Man, I mean, how much did I do? $20 for one person?
Hey, that's what these streets is like now, man. Like,
I don't even spend $20 on myself to eat something.
But see, you've learned that now. He's got to learn that. But these an egg costs what, $4-$5 now?
Man, I don't know. It's like value meals. Man, you get like you go on the value menu, it ain't even 99 cents no
that's,
more.
It is so frustrating, man. I remember I went to McDonald's like a couple months ago, and I just got like a regular order. It was like, like order McNuggets, a double cheeseburger, and they were like 17, 20. I was like, I'm sorry, what?
How many nuggets did you get?
I got 10. I got 10. And I was like, did I order some extra stuff between the time that I opened my mouth and I closed it? Like, I could not figure out what, and I was like, oh, it's just, this is what the price is now.
That's wild.
That used to be like an $8 meal. And now,
what you going to McDonald's for? What's going on?
Why can't I go to McDonald's?
There's so many other choices.
It's true, but I was in
a
pinch.
Have you seen a warning sign on the door out there?
A warning sign?
Go next time you go, because apparently you're gonna go again. Look at the warning sign outside the door.
All right, I will do that. I didn't even know that there was a warning sign.
When we get done with this conversation, I'm gonna see you soon.
Okay. All right. I like that. Cause I am working on a health journey right now. So probably won't.
McDonald's is not gonna help.
No, I'm saying I probably won't be going to McDonald's for a while I'm on this little journey that I'm on. I'm kind of where you were. I don't think I can go vegetarian, but I do think that I definitely need to cut out as much red meat as I've been eating. And so the things that, like, for the last couple weeks, I was just like, man, I'm doing way too much sugar. Like, I'm doing way too much. And so I said, okay, no sugar from Monday through Friday. Like, as far as, like, sugary drinks, stuff like that, I'm only drinking water, the whole thing. And in the last 2 weeks, I have dropped 10 pounds just from that. Like, working out consistently and not drinking pop or Starbucks or whatever else. And so I've been doing good with, like, fruit and stuff. And it's hard, but you're right. Like, once you start to, like, schedule things out, it makes it easier to say no to some of the stuff that you want to do.
Yeah, because you feel that time that you are thinking about getting something to eat, you fill that up with actually doing something.
Yep.
And in my case, I fill it in with working out. Like, right now, I worked out, and I finished at probably, like, 8 o'clock. And when I work out, I lose appetite. So I don't feel hungry or anything like that. I feel like I want some water. Like, I probably feel more dehydrated because I box. And, you know, I'm like back and forth on the scale with boxing and things like that. And I'll probably work out again later on this evening. So I'm doing 2-a-days. And I'm looking at the scale, and I'm keeping myself where I need to be. So at this point, I basically work out to eat. You know what I mean?
That's good, though.
See how much I weigh, and then I'll say maybe I need to get another workout in.
I think that that's discipline, and I think that what you're speaking on is really good for everyone who's paying attention to this. That there's a discipline part that's involved. I want to go back to your son real quick.
Hold on, look at this. Let me show you.
What do you do?
AC probably think I'm crazy, but this is what I do. This is the bag that I travel with. Watch this.
Okay. Spice is going to get, there's actually the picture of his son, Anthony Jr., right there. The kid's a monster, by the way. We haven't even really talked. Look, okay.
So this is my backpack. And the back part of my backpack is this right here. Look at this. This is a scale.
You keep a scale with you?
It's not a game.
Wow. That is legit, man. That's
so, like, I don't want to make no excuses while I'm away. So if I'm away in Denver or I got to go to California, whatever, it's no excuse. Like, there's a Peloton somewhere.
Right.
You can do something, and you can kind of get a gauge of, because the weekends is what kills me.
That's my issue now.
Kind of like you let loose or whatever. And it's like, you just forget that you on the diet, and you're like, you know, all right, Monday, I'm going to go hard or whatever. Da, 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 where you make the progress on that weekend. And then, so I take it with me, and I get on the scale and see how much damage I've caused.
And then you put the work in.
I do.
Is Anthony getting letters? Because looking at the statistics, he should be.
Lawrence, we have to go to the University of Toledo tomorrow.
Okay.
We go there tomorrow. We're going to the University of Illinois on the 31st. I think we're going to like Grand Valley State or something, April 4th or something like that. And may try to go to Notre Dame to their spring game on the 11th or 12th or something like that.
We'll get back to the pod in just a minute. Have you been juggling client meetings, managing your website, and keeping up with everyday tasks? There's a lot of stress involved with that, especially when it comes to website security. With Kensta, they take care of the technical stuff so you can focus on what you do best. Whether you're a business owner, web developer, or running a digital agency, Kensta makes managing your website easy and efficient so you can spend your time on what matters most. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kensta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers so you won't experience any downtime. If you're ready to experience Kensta's hosting for yourself, get your first month free when you sign up at Kensta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kensta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit Kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
How does that make you feel when you see you went through this before you decided to go to Penn State? How does this make you feel that your son is having this opportunity in this journey?
It's, I don't know, it's kind of bittersweet. And it's kind of, it's just different. Because I remember we used to get like handwritten letters in the mail, and they used to have like their logo on it, and it used to be embossed or whatever. And it was just, it was cool to open up and things like that. But now it's like, you got social media, so you can just DM the player straight up and just talk to the player. Like, you don't have to go through the parents. You don't have to go through the coaches or anything like that. And so it's just different now. Like a coach, like let's just say a young coach, right, who just fresh off of graduate school, he's 26. Like, he may be recruiting Anthony, and he'll DM Anthony like, hey, man, come through. Like, and that'd be the whole message. You know what I'm saying? Like, we used to get handwritten notes like, hey, man, you had a great game against Central. Way to finish the season. We can't wait to see you at the spring game. Bring your mom. We know your mom like those chocolate chip cookies. They'll be here. Like, it'd be like little stuff like that. Like, now it's just like they type two words to come through. Come through. We got a spring game. Like, so it's just different now, man. But it's still exciting, but it's just, at the end of the day, you gotta work. Cause now it's the coaches, they could go to a junior college and they can go in that transfer portal.
Right.
So like high schoolers, like, you really gotta put in that work, man. Like, for real, because you might have a guy who is a 4-star or a 5-star coming out of high school, who was All-American at LSU his freshman year, and now he wants to transfer. Now he wants to transfer for his sophomore year. And, like, he can go to any school that he wants to. You know what I mean? And they could just be recruiting out of the transfer portal and just, like, totally skip over high schoolers. So high schoolers really got their work cut out for them, man. But, like I say, man, we working over here. So that's all we know. And that's all I know, because I wasn't 6'3", I wasn't 6'5", but you turn that film on, I'm working. So
people don't even realize, man. I laugh every time, like, I see you out here in these streets, because I'm like, people have no idea, man. they see Spice putting skits together, and they see you smiling and dancing and laughing. They see you being a creative, and I'm like, y'all don't know. He played the roughest position on the football field, a collision every single down, giving up the body so that other people can make plays. Like, people do not understand, Spice. I be trying to tell them.
You do. You do. And you were an advocate for that one video that I did with To Hear More. Like, you like, hey, people finally get a chance to see the strength. Like, yeah, he's been playing around a lot all the time, but you know, he come off that rock. You know what's funny, Lawrence? I participated in one of Anthony's high school practices.
Oh, like, Lord.
Full go. This was like on a Wednesday or something like that. I was just feeling myself. The workouts was going good that week. I suited up. I did individuals. I warmed up and everything like that. And I did a little bit of one-on-ones just to like show them
the
like
difference.
The first two steps. I said, all the first two steps, it's going to get real. Don't mess with me in the first two, because I don't even know what's going to happen. So the first two, I showed them like how hard I get off the rock. And then I like contacted them like just a little bit, just to show them the strength and the lockout. And they was just like, you know what I mean? And I'm like, hey, look, I know this is crazy. Like, y'all going up against the NFLer, but like, you got to relax. I just want to show you. So I'm showing like the offensive lineman what to look out for. I'm showing them about the stutter bull and where the hand placement needs to be and all that type of stuff. And I think they're listening. But at the same time, it's like, when you see me getting my stance, like, I'm already short. But I like to bend my elbow and everything like that. So I'm like really compact when I'm in my stance. And it's just like, I know they was like, man, this is wild. But yeah, man, we had a good time, man. And I took care of the guys, man. I know.
You're not out there. You save that for To Hear, you know, because.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I just straight up.
Just to let them know.
Oh, To Hear.
Because people, I remember I played in a charity basketball game with Peanut, and I was a decent athlete. Like, I played baseball in college. I had pro opportunities, at least tryouts in baseball. I'm a decent athlete, right? But there's a difference. And I saw it in that game, and I was like, oh, shit. I'm like, okay. Now I have an understanding for the difference between, like, you being closer to Reggie White than I am to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a huge gap between the person who's just walking around and the person that makes it to professional sports.
Yes, no question. No question about it. Just the amount of film you look at. Just the amount of one step that you, man, it's been so many times where I've just been in my stance and I just step like a 6-inch power step. It's so many times that I've done that. Like, I can do it with my eyes closed and know where my step is going to end up. Like, I've been through so many reps purposefully just so that I could see and understand and feel the depth of the steps of the offensive lineman. Where by the time the center snaps the ball, I already know what the blocking scheme is going to be. Like, imagine like knowing that. You know how many reps you have to go through. You know how many plays you got to watch to look. You know how many times I watched Green Bay, their double team, like, and their double team up to the linebacker. There's just a true double team, just like one just to bump you over so that the center can overtake you. Like, there's so many different blocking schemes I done went over and tried to perfect. And I got all of this knowledge, and I'm willing to just give it up for free for my son just so that he could make his money. And I'm like, look, when you make your money, dog, keep it. Keep your money, and then we'll figure out a way for that money to make more money. Then you won't be having to ask me for nothing.
No more $20 on the Apple Pay for sure. Right.
Like, I just sent him some Apple Pay. Like, man, get off my case, man. You go out and you get your own Apple Pay.
I gotta ask you about the Bears, man. Like, I'm excited about what they've done. And as a former nose, looking at these decisions that the Bears have made, strengthening themselves guard to guard, that seems like a really smart way to build a football team to me.
What I like is they address areas of need day one. So that kind of puts you at ease. And it's the interior of the line as well. And then you go out and get Grady. So, like, I'm like, bruh, bring it on now. Like, we got the foundation. Like, you can build your house now. You done already put the anchor down. You done already put the foundation of your house up. Like, when the wind come, that house still going to be there. Like, you done already worked on the foundation. And then you worked on the leadership as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, these ain't no spring chickens you bring in here. These are guys who are bona fide Pro Bowlers and could teach the young guys something at the same time. So you got a win-win situation right here. And we look good on paper right now. Look very good. And I hope that we're going to have a great draft to complement what we already have. And it seems like, you know, everybody here wants to win, and they're going to bring that winning attitude here. So hopefully that'll just, like, rub off on the younger guys and the guys that get drafted, and then we can go on a run. This is a tough division, man, and you got to get it right. And it seems like we are on the right side of history when it comes to building this team, especially with the guys that they got coming in now.
What does it do to a locker room when a guy like Joe Tooney walks in with a whole bunch of Pro Bowls, All Pros, and Super Bowl rings?
You got to be the one and say, well, I ain't going to be the weakest link. They're supposed to be bringing in the strongest links. I'm not going to be one of the ones that's going to be weak. So you got to take it upon yourself to be like, all right, it looked like, you know, they bringing some bona fide guys in. Let me be one of the guys that you trust when the season come up. So I think this is going to elevate everybody's level of game, like, because they want to make that Pro Bowl too. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully they could, hey, man, this is what you got to do. This is how I watch film. This is how, you know, this is what we did at the Pro Bowl. This is what I learned from other offensive linemen. This is what I learned from this Hall of Famer. This is da-da-da-da-da. And, you know, before long, man, you know, everybody be on the train, man, ready to go. That's how it worked.
You excited to see what Caleb can be now that there have been some upgrades?
Yeah, man. Yeah, dude. And it's like, he didn't have a bad year.
No, he did not.
Like, I think throughout the whole season, he threw like 5 or 6 interceptions.
Yep.
As a rookie? Dude, like, come on, man. Like, you got to give that man his props. Like, of course he got sacked, or maybe he held the ball too long, whatever. And it's like, it's seeming like he was kind of like learning on his own almost. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like me learning how to edit, right? Like, I just threw myself in there to try to, like, learn, you know, how to do these things. And it's just straight trial and error. And it just seemed like that's how he was on the field. But it'd be some games where he'd do an audible and I'd be like, this is the first time I've seen this. Like, a rookie is coming up and he's checking at the line and he's like, oh no, wait a minute. You do this. Never. I was like, okay. But I mean, of course you need some fine tuning. Like, you can't do that with 45 seconds left.
No, you cannot.
But I mean, I appreciate the effort. You know what I mean? Just know when to do it. You know what I mean?
That was a rough afternoon for everyone. Spice. That was a rough Thanksgiving for everybody. Where it was like, yeah. Spice, I was watching the game with my dad.
Yeah, November, dog. Like, come on. That's preseason stuff.
Me and my dad, and he's just sitting there. You know, my dad is a big Bears fan, but he's not really like a sports guy. So, you know, I try to fill in the gaps for him and stuff. And he's just sitting there, and he's quiet. My dad's a professor. Like, he's a very quiet dude. And he's like, what are they doing? Like, what's going on right now? Why are they not?
If he notices a problem, then there's a huge problem.
Right. Right. He sat there on the couch stunned. He didn't even come to Thanksgiving dinner for like 5 minutes. My mother had to go into the room and turn the TV off.
I burnt the turkey, man. Everything was going wrong that day, man. It's just, you know how it is around here, man. We don't win, man. Your whole weekend is shot, bro. Like, well, the whole rest of your day is just shot. You just like, man.
I'm glad that brighter days seem to be moving in the direction of the Bears. One more thing for you. To get back to kind of the premise of why I wanted to talk to you. What are you most proud of with your son, with your daughters too, when it comes to you being a sports dad?
I think I'm proud of them doing their best. You know, like Anthony throws the shot put, right? And there could be a kid that throws 54 feet. He throw the shot put 54 feet. And Anthony may have thrown 53. 53 would be a PR for Anthony. And so I'd be more excited about him PRing. Like, you got second place. Okay, like, you can be upset about that. But at the end of the day, you did the best you could possibly do. You got better. Like, you came in second place, but I'm more concerned with you getting better. I want you to get better every day. So now you threw 53. Don't throw nothing less than 53. Like, improve on that. And I tell Anthony every day, I said, man, crawl out of the weight room every day. And then after so long, you won't be crawling. You'll be walking. And you'd be the most well-conditioned athlete anybody has ever seen, because you decided that one day I'm going to crawl out this weight room, and the next day I'm going to do better than what I did the day before. And before long, you'll be a beast and you won't even know it. And I tell the same thing to my daughters. Anything that you do, do it 100%. I don't care what it is. And so that goes with water polo. That goes with AAU volleyball. That goes with my daughter runs the 400 and the 100. Everything you do, go full speed. If somebody tell you go half speed, act like you don't hear them. Just go. Like, we work, man. That's what we got to do. I tell Aunt, man, look around. We ain't 6'5". We ain't 6'3". I'm tired of hearing all of that talk. Ain't nothing I can do about this height. But I can do something about this work. I can do something about this hustle. That's what I do. That's what, man, my dad been working 10 plus years for Ford. Like, he is on the assembly. He doing what the robots do.
Wow.
And my dad worked from 5 to 5 and he'd get there at 4. Like, that is the lineage. Like, you come from a lineage of hustlers. Like, that's what we do. We hustle, man. You would never turn on the film and not see me running sideline to sideline. If you do, then I'm probably getting subbed like that next play, because like, I can't do it. Like, coach, I can't run sideline to sideline this play. Get somebody else in. So, you know, that was a pretty long-winded answer. But
it was a great answer, man. Spice, man, you're one of my favorites. You know that. AC is the best. I miss her. I need to see her, because she is someone.
She at work, dog.
I know, because y'all hustle. But she's someone who always, I feel like, brings peace to every – like, situation. So it's great. It's a wonderful family. Look at this family. It's a wonderful family that you have brought to the world. Look at you. man, look at this family. It's just great, man. I'm proud to know you, brother. I'm proud to know you. And I'm every time you succeed, I feel like we all succeed, because we can all share and be like, man, Spice has always been our guy. And look at him getting all the shine that he deserves.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it, man. I feel the same way about you, man. For real.
I'm out here, you know, holding things down as much as I can.
It's hard out here, man. And it's hard to just be lasting out here as long as you did, man.
Yeah. I mean,
that don't happen every day, man.
No, I got all this gray in the beard and everything.
My son is 17.
Alex's son done with college.
Right? How long you been doing this, Lawrence? Look at that. Anytime you do like that, that's how you know. I don't even know. Like, I can't even do the math. Hold on. Carry the one.
I started at the score as a producer in 1998.
Wow, dude.
Yeah. I've been there for 27 years. Seven. It's crazy. Crazy.
Wow, man.
Crazy. I'm an old man. I'm in unk status, and I'm okay with it. I'm fine. Yes, man.
Some people don't last 27 minutes.
Damn right they don't. Damn 27 right. 27 years. Spice.
Almost 3 decades, man.
I know. Almost. It's really crazy. I appreciate you.
Your career could rent a car without penalty.
Yeah, you're right. That's right. My career could go up to Hertz and be like, can I get this car? And they'd be like, are you older than 25? I'm like, sure am. 27.
Fill that out.
I'm like, run it. Run that and get me that joint right there. That Malibu.
Here, here, and sign here. That's what they'll say.
That's exactly what they always say. Spice, go work on the thing that you wanted to work on. I appreciate your time today, man.
Yes, sir. Anytime, man. You already know.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guaranteed details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.